How's it going, Coach?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Well, good, thanks. I guess what's the mood of the team after a couple losses, but a short turnaround in a rival game and a kind of a traditional classic coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been that way across the whole NFC North, it seems. You know, since Rodgers has been hurt, Green Bay's had some struggles. Chicago's lost a few. You know, we lost our last two, so everybody's sort of in the same boat right now, and you need to come out with a win. I think everybody in the North has two division games left, and this is one of them, so obviously it means a lot to us, not only a chance to get a win, but put a loss on one of our main competitors. It's Thanksgiving. It's a great tradition here in Detroit, and we're going to need to play our best on Thursday.
Calvin said turnovers were the issue in these couple games. Would you agree with that, or would you point elsewhere?
Well, I mean, I think turnovers are traditionally the number one indicator of winning and losing, and that's both sides of the ball. That's turnovers on offense and takeaways on defense, and in losing these last two games, you know, we've been poor in both of those areas. We haven't got any takeaways. We dropped some interceptions. Last game, we didn't have as many opportunities. But all offensively, we've negated a lot of scoring opportunities with turnovers. A lot of different reasons for those. Not all of them sort of the same thing. But I think if you look at any offense and their, you know, inability to put a game away or to win, it's generally something like turnovers. And we've still been able to move the ball. We still put ourselves in position. But particularly the red zone type turnovers, the plus 50 turnovers, you know, that's been something we definitely have to change if we're going to come out on the winning side.
Coach, this is pretty much a must-win or as close to a must-win as you can get for the Packers. What about for your team? Do you see it as a must-win? What is your perspective on this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, anytime you talk about a game in the NFL, it's a must-win. That always makes me chuckle a little bit because there's only 16 of them, and we all know how precious they are. But I think in particular because it's later in the season, I think, you know, the log jam at the top of the NFC North, and you have a division game. So, you know, I think for all those reasons, it's especially important to us. You know, I don't like to call any one more important than the other because they're all must-wins. But this can go a long way in helping us get where we want to as a team. You mentioned what Green Bay has at stake with it.
The Packers have kind of been the place to go through in the division for a few years. Does that mean, does it mean more that you're playing them in this type of game?
You know, honestly, we have a lot of respect for the Packers, and, you know, it's a team that we haven't beat for a couple of years. I think the last game we beat them was the year that they went to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, and, you know, that was a game that Rodgers left the game with an injury, and actually Flynn came in, and then we were able to come out with the win. You know, so, you know, the Packers game is always important to us. I don't know if it's any more important because they've been at the top of the division. All our division games are important. You know, we had a road win at Chicago a couple weeks ago, and, you know, there was a lot at stake at that game. There's going to be a lot at stake at this game. We have another game against Minnesota. There's going to be a lot at stake at that. Green Bay has another game with Chicago. You know, that's going to be a big game, too. So, you know, I mean, that's what the NFL is all about, those tight division races. You know, it's who can finish. You know, your number one goal every year is, you know, first thing you want to do is try to win your division. If you can win your division, then obviously, you know, that takes care of itself as far as playoffs and things like that. And, you know, so it's important for all those reasons, not just because of what Green Bay's done in the past.
You've had a couple, I know you've had a couple of tough losses in the last two games. How would you describe where your team is right now? Are they playing their best football? Is that still ahead of them? How would you describe it?
Well, I think everybody in the NFL everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's trying. Everybody's striving to be consistent. Everybody's battling every single week. Everybody's trying their very best every week to come out with a win. Not everybody plays their best every single week. I mean, you know, your opponents are trying too. I mean, you saw it last week. You know, Chicago goes and sort of got blown out by St. Louis. We lost to Tampa here at home. And, you know, Minnesota and Green Bay played to a tie. You know, there's going to be things that you got to battle through. You know, so I think that we're still, just like any other team, you know, we're still battling every week to correct mistakes, to stress our positives, to try to minimize our weaknesses, plug guys in for injured players. We're no different than any other team when it comes to that.
So how do you handle the uncertainty at Green Bay's quarterback position?
Well, we've played Aaron Rodgers enough times that, you know, we have an idea what he can do. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. We certainly have a lot of respect for him, and as the kind of competitor that he is, if there's any kind of slim chance, I know Coach McCarthy labeled it slim and none, but slim still sounds like something. And if there's any way that he can be out there, we know the competitor he is. So, you know, we'll be ready for him. And then after that, you know, we've played Flynn before. We've, you know, watched games that he's played. We watched games earlier this year when he played for the Raiders. You know, they're going to run their offense. We have a good idea of, you know, how they want to attack and, you know, plays that they run. I mean, they're not going to change that just based on the quarterback. But, you know, I think it's a little bit different than potentially facing a quarterback that's the first time they've ever played. Whoever's at quarterback, it's not going to be their first game. So, you know, there's a little bit of track record to be able to go on. We'll have game plans for all of them. And we're going to play our best regardless of who's at quarterback.
So what's your take on Flynn? You beat him in 2010 or Leap. He beat you in 11. He's kind of bounced around here and there. You probably saw him on film already from last week. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, the only thing I can go on is recent history. You know, you can read too much in the past. There's a lot of guys that won a lot of games a couple years ago that are no longer playing in the NFL. There's other guys that maybe, you know, weren't playing then that all of a sudden have stepped on the scene and, you know, are playing well. But you got to go in recent history. You know, I thought he came into the Minnesota game in difficult circumstances. I think they were down 16 points early in the second half. The weather was it was cold. You know, that's not great. That's not a great stage for a comeback. But he was able to lead them to a comeback and almost, you know, I mean, almost got them to an overtime win. You know, and he did do it by himself. Lacy is playing really well. I think that's been, you know, one of the. I don't know what you call it. It was one of the positives, I guess, for Green Bay that have come out of Aaron Rodgers' injury is how much of a load that a guy like Lacy can handle. They've had some other guys like Boykin step up at wide receiver. You know, he's made made a lot of nice catches deep down the field, jumping over people. I mean, they found a way to keep that thing rolling, even though they've had a lot of different injuries.
With Calvin Burleson, how much better are you offensively now compared to last month when you guys came up here?
Well, those guys are important to our offense, and any time you're without guys, you know, you always say you want the other guys to step up, and there's truth to that, but there's also truth to, you know, you want your good players out there, the guys that you're relying on, and those guys fit that bill. Nate was leading our team in receptions when, you know, when he was injured, and he seemed like he stepped right back where he left off. He made a lot of big plays for us, caught a touchdown pass, and, you know, he also ran after the catch, things that, you know, he's always been good at, and, you know, it looked like he was never injured out there. And, you know, Calvin's, you know, such a difference maker on the field. He gets so much attention from opponents. You know, he frees things up for other guys, even if, you know, even if he's not getting the ball, he's affecting the defense. So, you know, it's important to have those guys out there. I mean, it's no excuse for the way we played. I didn't think we played well on offense when we played up there the first time. Green Bay did a really good job of stopping our run and also pressured our quarterback. I think they got 5 sacks in the game, and we couldn't get the run game started. And we're going to need to do both of those things to come out with a win. Green Bay's number one in the NFL in sacks. We can't allow sacks or those negative plays. They haven't got a lot of turnovers this year. I think they only got 4 interceptions, and it's a little bit unlike Green Bay pass defense. But they've created a lot of negative plays, mainly the sacks and the tackles for loss and things like that. And it can put you behind the chains and make it hard to sustain drives. So, you know, if we can get an effective run game, we keep the quarterback clean, I think it'd go a long way and be able to get the ball to guys like Burleson and Calvin, you know, and I'm sure Green Bay's saying the same thing. We got to avoid sacks, avoid negative plays, and keep our quarterback clean and get the ball to Jordy Nelson and Jones and everybody else.